London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer. Drink different, drink responsibly.
Hello.
You alright?
How are you, darling?
I'm good. Yeah. Not good, Mars, yet.
Yeah, we've both got some bright colours on today, so that's good. Yeah, classic us. When it's dreary outside and the world is yucky, you wear bright colours, and I think it always feels a bit better, hey?
Exactly. That's my mood.
What's in your big delicious mug there, my darling? What you sipping on?
Your average cup of tea and, of course, a tangled mug.
So you generally like a Disney animation mug kind of gal?
Oh, yeah. There's no posh mugs in my cupboard, let me tell you.
How are you feeling? It's a crazy time, but are you staying happy and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, no, I'm all right. I'm living out with my best friend and my other friend, Zach, who's like our stylist. He's staying with us while this is all happening. So I've got like company.
Yeah.
We've got like lots of fun things we've been doing indoors. So I feel all right. The news was a little bit scary last night because obviously we got told by Boris. Well, he didn't say the words lockdown, which I kind of wish he would. But we've got to sort of stay indoors. But yeah, I'm more for my mum, really. I miss my mum a little bit and she's on her own. So
yeah, me too.
But it is what it is. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. Much the same. I've got my dog and my husband here. Our Prime Minister's actually doing an address right now, much similar, like won't use the lockdown word, but, you know, saying stay home. But my mum's the same, so she's on her own and she lives in a different city. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling her like two or three times a day and she's telling me about all the food she's cooking and I'm like, what I would give for your food.
Literally. Bless them.
So many of the artists I've spoken to this week, like, so it's Niall, he said he's learning Spanish, and Rita Ora said that she's learning piano, and I spoke to Ryan Tedder a couple of hours ago, and he said that he is learning to cook. Are you learning to do anything now that you have, you know, a bit more spare time than you would usually have?
Well, if I was being sensible, yeah, I probably would go on my keyboard and learn a bit more. I always, for the past like 4 years, have been learning Arabic, but it's always
been stalled. Yeah, I hear you.
So, yeah, no excuses now, I guess, but pretty cool, actually. Me and Zach have just finished building our Lego Disney castle.
Oh, my, can I see it?
Oh, 100%. You wait till you see this.
Oh, my gosh. Gag.
I mean, really uncool, but don't really care.
I ordered a 1,000-piece jigsaw. Oh, my gosh.
This is months in the making, you know.
I can believe that.
Once I tell you. And then there's the whole inside situation.
Shivers. How did that feel to put the last piece of Lego in that?
Honestly, Ash, I won the X Factor, I'm going to say 9 years ago. And the chills I got that evening are the same, are exactly the same as what I felt, but not the last day Lego in that slot, I tell you.
Oh, that is so good. I ordered this 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle and, like, all I do all day is, like, look out the window, like, just desperate for the postman to drop it off, and my husband's like, I am not going to have 1,000 pieces of jigsaw just all over the house. I'm like, let me do it.
He's going to love it. He's going to love it.
I'll take a photo of it and send it to you. I'll take a video of me just putting that last little jigsaw piece in the little. Oh, God. I mean, I haven't won X Factor, but I can imagine now.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like we should just FaceTime anyways.
I think you're absolutely right. Just for the crack.
If you are more into them, do you know what I mean?
I can take you on a tour of my house. You can meet my dog. We can wake my husband up together tomorrow morning. I'll just
a little bit weird, but I'll do it.
No, I'll just put your face real big on the screen, and then I'll just put it in front of his, like, exactly. Yeah. And then I'll just be like, boo. Then he wakes up and he's like, huh. And then you're there and he'd be so confused. It'll be so fun.
Yes, let's do it.
We should probably talk about the fact that you've got a single coming out.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Breakup song. And then the thing on your Instagram said new era and then a lightning bolt. Tell me about this new era.
Well, obviously it's been a hot minute since we've had any sort of new music. And, yeah, this whole sort of campaign is like, I can't say too much. I mean, you're getting sort of 80 vibes from the teaser.
Yeah, I'm last. So there's a bit of a mullet action there, which I'm so hot for.
Yeah, who knew Leanne Pinnock could pull off a mullet
so well?
Yeah, so it's, yeah, I feel like we're sort of, we're getting quite poptastic in this new era, which I love.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm a massive pop fan, and I feel like Gaga bringing out Stupid Love and stuff, like, I feel like there's a big surge coming through again of good old pop music, and that's what I'm here
for. That looks like you were coming out of a womb when you just did that towards the camera. It was like, she's been rebirthed. Just hot.
This is me coming into the LM6 era.
No, I feel that. I think you're absolutely right. Pop music, and it's like big, joyous pop music, and I'm so here for it.
Yeah, and I feel like right now, obviously, everyone's indoors, and we need music that's going to, like, cheer us up and uplift us and make us feel happy, and breakup song very much does that. So, yeah.
That's what I love. Now, we've been getting all of the artists that I've spoken to this week to talk about a song that always makes them happy, that always puts them in a good mood. So what we're going to do is we'll take this audio and then we'll play it all around the country. Like, you introduce yourself and say, a song that always makes me feel really happy is XYZ. And then we play the song. So as an example, Niall chose Shake It Off, Taylor Swift, just because that's a song that always makes him happy and dance. But you can choose any song that when you hear it, you're like, like for me, it's Carly Rae Jepsen, Cut to the Feeling.
Oh, great choice, great choice. Can I pick, like, an oldie song?
Yeah, as long as everyone will know it and we'd play it on the radio.
Will everyone know, I'm coming out, I'm coming out, that song?
Yes. I don't even know who sings that. I'm coming
out. Diana Ross,
of course. Okay.
The icon.
I'll get you to deliver it all in one sentence. So introduce yourself. A song that always makes me happy is I'm coming out, Diana Ross. Enjoy Australia. I hope this makes you feel happy.
Hi, I'm Jade from Little Mix, and one song that makes me really very happy is Diana Ross's I'm Coming Out. So, yeah, listen up, Australia. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, my God, that was so great. I'm going to go listen to some Diana Ross now, because I'll show you when maybe it's not going to work right now, but when I brush my hair gets real big, and then my husband's like, hey, Diana Ross. And I'm like, hey, boy. I don't have chic, like, trestled curls like you. I've just been home at
all. Oh, well, I have the tongue a little bit, because otherwise it goes a little bit too wild. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's heaven. Well, my 10 minutes is up, baby girl. I want to keep talking to you for 50 years, but you've got other people to speak to, which hopefully won't. Well, hopefully they will be, interesting, but, like, not as good as me, obviously.
Nobody will ever be you.
Thanks, Jade. That means so much. That means a lot.
When
this is over, come around.
I know. I always say that we would actually be friends.
I agree. I really do.
We would.
Come and do my jigsaw with me. I'll get some Lego.
Oh, honestly, hours of fun. I can't wait.
So good, darling. It is so wonderful to see your lovely face again and hear your happy voice. Please take care of yourself and give my love to your mama.
And your mom.
I will. Bye, darling. We love you. We miss you. Bye. We can't wait to play a song. Mwah, 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 mwah. Bye. Thank
you. Ash London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer. Drink different. Drink responsibly.